We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, it means a lot. That's always a dream come true. Go to a team and, you know, be the starter running back. So, you know, I'm going to cherish this moment and, you know, try to make the best out of it when I'm out there.
Jalen Samuels. The possibility of starting in this segment is brought to you by Waynesburg University. Grow your career with knowledge, grades, and service. Learn more at waynesburg.edu. We've got our fantasy football guru, Dave Richard, at Dave Richard on Twitter from cbssports.com. Check him out there for rankings, waiver wire pickups, those kinds of things with the fantasy football playoffs upon us. Dave, what do you do with the Steelers running backs? What if you're in a league where you can play Jalen Samuels at tight end on Sunday?
Yeah, that's where you should put him, because once upon a time he was an H-back in college, and when he came into the NFL, some thought that he would be a tight end, and some sites, not CBS, but some sites kept him at that tight end designation, and now it's making a huge impact in fantasy. I would rank him as a top six fantasy tight end this week, even though he's going to play running back. And by the way, I like him as a top 15 running back this week as well. It's not as much about him as it is what I think the offense will look like without James Conner. They were kind of getting away from Conner. Forget about this past week, but over the previous three games, 13 carries or fewer for Conner. I know one of those games was a blowout over Carolina, and he got hurt in that game. But they weren't giving him as much run as your typical lead running back would get. And now, without any lead running back there, I'd be surprised if they gave any one guy 15 carries, which means Ben's going to throw. And if Ben's going to throw, I think Samuels is in line to play a lot because he's such a good pass catcher out of the backfield.
Dave, you just sort of answered my question about Stephen Ridley. You answered my second question that I had about Ben, so I'll go to question number three, kind of like the Steelers and their running backs. Antonio Brown would seem to be back to a must-start. Juju is, if you have him, you're playing him. Is Ben going to throw so much in your mind that people down the line besides Samuels, like you just mentioned, like a Vance McDonald, a better play than normal this week, like the rest of their pass catchers, basically?
Yeah, I think that Vance McDonald is in line for that. And if you're in a league where you can't start Jalen Samuels at tight end, then maybe Vance McDonald is someone you'd consider, although he's more of a streaming option than anything else. Mm-hmm. Look, it's a good matchup. It's against Oakland. And I think the Raiders are probably going to give him a decent game for at least a half. You saw the Raiders last week come up with a bunch of points against Kansas City. I know Pittsburgh's defense is better, but it wouldn't surprise me if this was not a blowout win for the Steelers and that they actually, you know, had to put up a lot of points in the game, which is always a great thing for fantasy. And you heard Mike Tomlin talk about James Washington as well. He's going to get an opportunity to see a little more playing time with Justin Hunter on the shelf. Maybe he catches a deep ball or two. Maybe he's somebody you consider in daily fantasy this week. That would be interesting. But I think that the Steelers are going to throw the ball a lot, and it'll be great for Roethlisberger and everybody around.
I just glared at Craig Riley when you said that,
yeah,
by
the
way.
I think
he might have missed that, too, because he was doing a bunch of things in our control room.
I can't help but think
that was deliberate
for Craig.
Hey Dave, one more thing on the Steelers running backs, and actually – they didn't bring this guy in, but it does pertain to the game. C.J. Anderson got picked up by the Raiders today. Can you explain to me how a guy that went for 1,000 yards last year went to Carolina because he thought he was going to be the Mark Ingram to Christian McCaffrey's Alvin Kamara? Didn't get much work there because McCaffrey's great, gets cut. How has that guy been treated like such a pile of dirty laundry by NFL teams? He was good last year on a team that was quarterbacked by Trevor Siemian, Brock Osweiler, and Paxton Lynch. I'd feel much better about the Steelers if he were in uniform this Sunday.
Oh,
frankly.
Yeah. I mean, we'd be talking about C.J. Anderson as a potential top 24 running back if he was the main runner for Pittsburgh this week. I think he's a two-down player more so than a three-down player, and I don't think he's quite as explosive as other running backs are around the league, certainly the majority of running backs around the league. And I think the evaluators realize that. They know his age. They know that he's a injury candidate, and that's probably why he – didn't get a lot of run in Carolina, and might not get much run in Oakland.
Justin Jackson, the Chargers running back who came in and hurt the Steelers on Sunday. How do you use him on Sunday?
I think he's going to end up being the Chargers' best running back. I really liked what I saw from him in the second half against the Steelers, and Austin Ekeler in the first half couldn't get anything going. The Chargers kind of changed their run scheme. They went to more power runs, and it worked out very well for Jackson. And it's just an incredible matchup for the Chargers. They're at home against Cincinnati. That Bengals run defense is terrible. And so I think there's going to be big opportunities. I think there's potential for both the running backs, Ekeler and Justin Jackson, to get a lot of numbers. And I wouldn't expect Melvin Gordon this week because the Chargers play the Chiefs on the Thursday of week 15, which means that they're going to give him an extra game's worth of rest and get him ready for that short week game where he'll have as fresh of legs as possible, provided that he's actually healthy enough to play. So I think Jackson is more of a number two fantasy running back, whereas Ekeler, put him in the flex category, maybe a little bit better than that in PPR.
Dave, Philip Lindsay is a top blank running back for this week in fantasy and moving forward.
Top 10. Yeah, that's where he belongs. He's just been incredible. He's getting great bursts off the snap. And you know the Broncos lost Emmanuel Sanders to a torn Achilles today. So they're going to be very focused on ball control, leaning on the ground game, leaning on Philip Lindsay, probably getting a little more creative with their passing game than they want to get. But that'll help Lindsay, too, because he can catch passes out of the backfield. You're looking at him now as a guy, 15 touches is a minimum. He can probably get upwards of 20 against San Francisco. It's a great matchup for him, and fantasy owners just aren't getting away from him.
Dave, here's a text from one of our listeners. Andrew, Chris, can you ask Dave about Jeff Wilson? My wife picked him up in our fantasy league. We're in the playoffs this week. I thought he was the guy from the movie Marley and Me. Why is he in my fantasy lineup this weekend? Please help.
No, he's not an actor. You haven't seen him in films such as Marley and Me or
wow,
Meet the Parents or anything. Yeah, right. That's who you're
thinking.
Wow. Owen Wilson. It's not that. Undrafted running back out of North Texas, pretty good north-south runner, pretty good one-cut runner, getting an opportunity in San Francisco. It was a weird game for him last week. The 49ers were doing things with their running backs that we hadn't seen from them for most of the season. You know, lots of targets to their running backs. I think that was game plan specific. It doesn't seem like that's something that Wilson is great at, although he did a nice job, so maybe they incorporate that into the offense a little bit more. I've got him as a number two running back this week. I like him third best among – I've been calling them the three J's, the running backs that we picked up off waivers this week, Jalen Samuels, Justin Jackson, and Jeff Wilson. Wilson's third on that list for me.
I'm going to get kind of specific here and ask another question Craig, our producer, is going to hate, Dave. Who are some guys?
I like these questions.
I know. Who are some guys in daily fantasy, specifically at the wide receiver position, who might be great values for people this week who are not priced out of the realm of possibility here?
Well, so let's just go right to Denver, because when an injury pops up, somebody has to step up and take their place, and Emmanuel Sanders is out. And I would assume that Deshaun Hamilton, their other rookie wide receiver, would get a chance to step up and play this week, and I'm pretty certain that his price is going to be dirt cheap. I haven't actually looked at the daily lineups yet for this week. I'm doing everybody a disservice, but I've just been so knee-deep into studying for seasonal fantasy plays, but I'm on right now on one of the daily sites, and I'm looking at the prices, and sure enough, he's one of the cheapest guys out there. You could say the same thing about Robert Foster in Buffalo. I think the Bills will take a couple of deep shots against that Jets defense. Kind of an oldie but goodie, but Randall Cobb, assuming his price isn't too high this week, could be an interesting play now that the Packers' offense is going to be hopefully a little rejuvenated and the matchup in the slot isn't bad against Atlanta. I see Cobb at $4,300 on DraftKings. That's a pretty good price. Those are some good cheap wide receivers for now. There's going to be a bunch more. Later in the week, I'll probably post something on Twitter.
Dave, did you finish first in all your leagues?
Of course.
I thought
no,
so.
No, I didn't. No, I've played in 15 leagues. I made the playoffs in 9. There's one more where I might make the playoffs, so I could get 10 out of 15. I think I've got 4 buys locked up. But my favorite team this year, I started in a league 0-3. I limped into the playoffs 6-7. I was first on waivers, so I got Jalen Samuels, and now my team is ready to fly. And if I win this league, this particular league I'm talking about, it'll be a three-peat for me. So
wow.
Really, really pushing hard to have a three-peat, and it comes with a trophy and everything.
Are you like the Houston Texans of that league?
Yeah.
I don't know about the Houston Texans of that league.
Do you play in ringer leagues, or are these just leagues with your buddies and there's just a guy who happens to draw a paycheck from studying fantasy football in the league?
Oh, yeah. but everybody likes playing with me because they like beating me. Like, gotcha. It's a feather in their cap if they beat me in a fantasy league.
So everyone's
come. My leagues aren't like that.
Everyone's taking the best shot at you.
Right. Everyone's taking the best shot. And then when I beat them, they're like, well, you're supposed to beat me.
Aww.
You're a football writer.
I hope you
and
enjoy.
Then when I lose, and then when I lose, it's trash talk the other way.
Maybe
goes,
I should write the column
book.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I should be a fantasy writer. Maybe I should have your job. That's what they sound like, too. They have that dopey voice. Mm. But most of my leagues are with, you know, the fellows here at CBS Sports and with other industry experts. And I'm doing fine in plenty of those leagues as well.
That should be the name of one of your fantasy teams. Other industry experts. I love that.
Yeah. Can you believe that there is such a thing?
Yeah. Other industry experts.
That there is a fantasy football industry and that there are quote-unquote experts in it.
Well,
I'm not comfortable with the term expert.
Well, based on the amount of people who play it, yeah, so that does not shock me. All right, Dave. We'll talk to you, man. Good luck this week with your nine teams.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.